that's what one of my hunting friends explained it to me. So
you would pick up a lot of things from that.
All the hunters, is right.
They didn't tell you anything about snipe hunting, did they?
Oh, we know about snipe hunting.
That might be probably the same thing. I don't know.
You know about snipe hunting, Mike?
No.
I think I better tell you so you don't get caught. It's a joke.
Oh,
it's a practical joke.
Yeah. Oh.
That they love to pull on someone who never has hunted snipes before.
What's the joke? There are snipes. There is such thing as snipes.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, they're not in abundance
around here. They're
European birds,
but there really are snipes.
Uh-huh.
Because there was a famous battle fought in 1389
mm-hmm.
between the Turks and the Romanians and,
mm-hmm.
and the Transylvanians and all those people. It was fought at Snipes Field.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's the translation.
Yeah. But in this
really
is
such
a
thing.
You just get left out of the woods holding a bag.
Right, exactly, while everybody else runs off and leaves you.
Yeah. What would you call a small elevation in the land? Say you're just going up a little
rise.
Little rise or anything else?
Hill.
Hill. What about the round thing that you turned to open the door? You call that the
door handle.
Handle.
Oh, be quiet.
Here.
Have you ever heard anybody call a hill a knob?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I have.
Mm-hmm.
Or a knob.
About Bald Knob, for example.
Oh.
Another place in Arkansas. A little hill.
Well, what about if the big one, you know, when it's no longer a hill, it becomes a regular
mountain?
What about, you know, up in the mountains, a place where, the rocky face of a mountain that drops off very sharply, what do you call that?
Cliff.
Or say a low place in the mountains where a road might go across, what would that be called?
What, the valley?
Pass.
Valley or?
Pass, yeah.
Something like that be called a gap.
Cat a gap.
Well,
there is cat a gap or in cat a river way out in the mountains. It's a little place where the cat a river comes through. The mountains is called cat a gap out there.
I've seen them called gaps more in the higher mountains than we have around here. Although
famous
I guess
gaps. Cumberland Gap.
Yeah.
Stuff. Have you ever heard people around here use the word notch in conjunction with mountains?
Isn't that a windblown? It's a depression in the mountains, but it's sort of the difference between a notch, I think, and a gap. I understand that a notch is sort of, it's made by the wind,
hmm.
and a gap is made by water.
I see. But you're not familiar with the term.
No, very well.
What about a place where a boat would anchor and unload, the thing that it unloads on
the dock?
The dock. You ever heard that called anything?
Landing?
Pier.
I call pier too much around here. So most call them dock.
Would
or landing.
Would people around here ever use the term wharf?
I don't really think so.
No.
Well, what about a place in the mountains where water falls a long distance? That's a
waterfall.
Say the roads around here. The surface material, what are most of them made of?
A lot of them are blacktop. A lot of them are concrete.
So we're asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
Blacktop or concrete. Any other surface?
Gravel.
Gravel.
Just dirt.
Still have some dirt roads?
Oh, yes, we've got dirt roads. Definitely.
Well, talking about roads, say if you were out in the country, maybe a little road that goes off the main road.
Call it a track or a trail.
Or what about one that went off the main road up to a farmer's house? What would that be called?
It's just a farm road.
Say a place.
Or his driveway.
Yeah. Say a place that's been worn down by cattle coming in.